Ollie, what did you do?
Ollie got his paw stuck on the tie that we hang on the door to basically let people know not to come barging in here.
Oh, we know what the tie means.
It means I'm playing D&D. Yeah.
The universal sign for playing D&D, die on the door, yes.
Previously in the Brotherverse, we've been under siege for 2 weeks from Lord Orthgard's army. The whole army there seems to be led by one person.
We should build a Trojan book.
We request a parlay.
Hey, Harlow.
Glad you could join us, Madge. I have a book here from Toth. This gentleman here says that it contains some information on the talisman. You erupt out of the pages of the book.
Oh, you have awakened the spirits of the Talis book.
If you want to know more, take my hand.
And she reaches out her hand to you.
And I use dimensional door and transport both of us 500 feet straight up in the air.
What?
Okay, so basically falling damage is 1d6 of bludgeoning damage for every 10 feet up to a maximum of 20d6.
20d6?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, so how many do you have to roll?
20, right?
20d6, yeah.
Do you see the knowledge, Harlow?
Do you see?
All right. Yeah, she doesn't really have anything. All right, so you go up there and suddenly... you are 500 feet in the air, and you are now in the midst of just, like, the glaring sun above you. And Harlow has this wide look in her eyes, and she's like, what have you done? And you both start falling towards the earth. And she's, like, scrambling at you, trying to grab you, Puff, as you begin to fall to the ground.
Okay, I use gaseous form. Wait, does she get a hold of me?
She grabs your cloak and she like reaches for her sword behind you. And it's like, you will pay for this.
And I use gaseous form, which just turns me in basically into a cloud.
And you see Harlow's eyes go wide as she tries to grip at the smoke there, and she begins to fall to the earth screaming.
Orc, I feel like we should back away from the center of this tent.
I don't know what happened. Where'd they go?
I don't know, but there's a look in Puff's eye that makes me feel like we should back up a little bit.
All right. Come on, Em. All let's right. move.
Let walk me out below!
Oh.
Oh,
we could actually put down the hole.
You want to catch her in the hole?
It's like an old timey firefighter, like yeah, the trampoline. Yeah.
Can we just hold the edges of it and move back and forth?
you're basically in the tent right now, so you can't really see like out of the tent.
Yeah.
Nor do you know that Puff actually went above you.
No, I know. I have no idea.
So you and by you I mean Orc and Yenri, you start to hear screaming. And you recognize it as Harlow's voice, and it seems to be getting closer to you.
Henry licks his finger and holds it up into the air, tests the wind temps, then takes the portable hole and flops it down in the center of the tent.
All right.
In hopes that he can catch her in it.
Let's see.
She's just going to get skewered on the central pole of the tent.
That too.
So you hear the screaming get closer and closer, and then you hear like a rip as something hits the top of the tent and continues to fall, and you see the blurred image of Harlow shoot past you and fall into the hole, and you hear an agonizing thud as she hits the ground, and then there's silence.
I don't know if I want to look in there.
Yeah, I feel like I have to take a peek.
Where'd Puff go?
I don't know. I'm glad he didn't come with her, though.
Buff, where are you at?
I guess I'm just floating down.
You're probably getting slightly blown by the wind too. You're getting a little bit blown off course.
Shoot.
Can he not steer himself, as I guess?
I don't know. Can you, Ryan? Does it say anything about the effects of wind and whatnot?
Oh, it says the target can't fall and remains hovering in the air. Oh, no, that makes sense. But I have a...
So you are just a cloud now?
Yeah. Cold lock, gone!
Sometimes if you look up in the sky, you can still see Puff floating by in a summer breeze.
Like, look at that. What does that cloud look like?
That one looks like Puff.
Looks like a small lizard, man.
Yeah. I have a flying speed of 10 feet, so I'll just make my way back down. That's going to take forever.
You're just putt-putting back.
Yeah. 50 turns later, was that like... Several minutes.
Yep. I feel like night's gonna fall and you guys are just gonna be like, should we keep waiting here? Or
and Orc, you said you wanted to look in.
No, I don't want to look
I
in.
I want
there.
To look in, yeah. Oh. Yenri's gonna Yenri peek over the hole.
Wanted to look in. So you look in and it's not a very pretty sight. Harlow is not moving and her body is just laying there. Slightly twisted.
Okay. Well, I guess we got her.
I guess she wasn't smarter than the average bear.
Trying to act all holier than thou.
Well, we got the puns in. Now what? That was as far as my plan went.
I'm not sure how long it's going to take for Puff to get back to us or where exactly he is, but we could have him disguise himself as Harlow.
That's what I was thinking too.
We get back in the hole with real, real dead Harlow. And then he could march us right out of here.
Yeah, he'd have to tell everyone to pack up and head to somewhere. Tell them to go home.
Yeah.
Everybody go home. We're done.
Everybody go home. I'm going to go this way.
I'm going to go in my house. I really don't know what happened to Puff. Is he okay?
I don't know, honestly.
Is there a hole in the tent now?
There is a hole in the tent. Say, yes.
I guess, Orc, give me a second, and I push my medallion to my chest and try to fly.
Okay, and you're able to fly 100 feet up, but that's about as high as you can fly with Wenri.
Okay,
so now you're 100 feet above the tent, and you're just looking out over the landscape, over the tent city and back of the city of Toth. Okay. But I assume that you're not really seeing anything out of the ordinary. Other than, I guess, if you looked up, you would see that there's a single cloud in the sky.
I shout upwards and just say, Puff? Are you out here?
And I cast light on myself to make myself, like, blink. Like Morse code.
And I guess like the gaseous form, I don't know if you still look like Puff, like just gaseous, or if it's just like a full out cloud.
Yeah, can you still talk?
I can still do most things. So yeah, I guess I could just yell down.
Is that a yes? Or is that a strange glowing cloud?
It doesn't say whether I look the same or not.
Yeah, I assume that you would look different than like a cloud. It looks like a weird, like noxious cloud up in the sky.
It says I can't talk or manipulate objects.
Oh.
No. But you are hundreds of feet in the air above me, so I guess you probably wouldn't, you wouldn't look like a whole lot to me either.
Oh, and I can't attack or cast spells, so I can't use light on myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just let the spell, I'll take it off. And let myself drop.
All right. You take it out and you start to drop. because you see Yenri below you, and you start approaching Yenri very quickly.
Yenri, can you do Featherfall?
Yeah, I'll cast Featherfall. I'm debating whether I should just try to catch you and lower you down, but
that sounds like a bad idea.
Yeah, I'll cast Featherfall.
But yeah, you're able to you see him plummeting. You see the noxious cloud turn into puff and start falling, and you're able
Hi,
to.
Nobody said it was noxious.
Yes. You're able to intercept Puff, and you float slowly down into the tent again.
He meant to say obnoxious.
Obnoxious cloud.
Yeah.
Wow, that cloud's really annoying. I don't know why. Really bothering me.
It was at that moment I realized it must be Puff.
So yeah, you're both safely in the tent now.
Puff floats straight down into the Harlow hole.
No.
He's like swimming away from it.
No.
Well, that was some good thinking, Puff. I think she might be dead.
That was the goal, right?
I think so. Yeah. It was either hostage or death.
Okay. Yeah, so. This is my hesitation earlier. But I'm glad I did the right
thing.
Is
this what you wanted?
I soiled your hole, I'm sorry.
It's okay. Gross. It's had corpses in it before. I don't think we've really done a deep clean since the last group.
The astral cleaning crew hasn't necessarily been inside. I think it probably just dissipates filth.
Put that on our to-do list.
There's an astral Roomba that does a pass every day.
The astral Roomba. Oh my god. That needs to be a real item.
Seems like a lot of space to cover.
Yeah.
Like infinite space.
Oh my god, I want to see an animation of a Roomba just like traveling,
chugging through space.
Roombas in space.
Cleaning up all that space.
You just have to have like a interdimensional hole on the inside so it can just clean up things forever. Kind of like the dog in Midnight Gospel.
Oh yeah, the black hole on his chest.
Yeah. It just sucks everything in.
That's awesome.
All right, so you guys are safely back in the tent, and you have seen Harlow's unconscious body at the bottom of this hole.
Mm-hmm.
So, Puff, you're Harlow now. Can you disguise it up?
Yes, I can do that. And I peek back in at her one more time and be like, okay, yep. All right, okay.
Not smashed Harlow, like regular Harlow.
Oh, pre-mashed. Okay. I use disguise self to myself on myself to become Harlow.
And M looks at all of you guys as you're doing this like, wow, you guys are really something. This is pretty brutal, but you know, I'm very impressed with your tactics. No wonder you're known so far and wide.
Nothing compared to the brutality that they were, you know, committing on your city, Em. So I hope this isn't...
Oh, don't get me wrong. This woman had everything that was coming to her.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, we made Harlow soup.
Ewy.
Harlow soup. Big old hole of Harlow soup.
Who wants a hole of Harlow soup?
I'm feeling maybe just a cup for me.
You hear a knock on the tent, a knock on the tent cloth.
Pat, pat,
they just
pat.
They say knock knock because.
All right, everyone in the hole.
Harlow, the hole. Is everything okay in there? Yep. It's been a little bit since we've heard anything.
Em, get in the hole.
Oh, okay, yeah, I'll do that. And she's like, "Oh, this is kind of gross."
Yeah,
and she gets in.
Can I fold? I want to fold up the hole and put him in my pocket.
Okay.
And then I say, yes, come in.
And Madge walks in with the soldier, says, so what's the good news? What happened to the spirits?
They told me what I wanted to hear.
Like, where are we supposed to go? Where's the next talisman?
We must travel north. There's nothing here.
There's nothing here. They were going to bring us three more books.
We don't need those. They gave me more information than I expected. They told the location of the next two talismans.
Oh my gods.
Yeah.
All right. Zaris and Orthgard are going to want to hear about this immediately.
Oh, yes. Yeah, so let's go there first.
Okay.
Okay, I'll lead the way.
Let's hop in.
Or you lead the way.
Okay. We have our one flying ship, and we can take that back, and then the armies will travel by sea.
Perfect. Rally the troops.
Okay, we'll get everybody.
Cool, I'm gonna stay here for a little bit.
Okay.
You go handle that. You're my second in command. Go fucking figure that out.
Yeah, I'll tell the soldiers. I'm just a mage. I don't really have that hierarchy.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
Right.
And so the soldier runs out, and Madge's like, I'm going to go pack up my things.
Okay. Bye, Madge.
Hey, bye. And she shuffles out. And you hear a lot of commotion start to occur around the camp as you hear soldiers shouting and things of that nature.
All right, I flop out the hole.
Okay.
Yeah, I stick my head in the hole.
Yeah, what's happening?
Yeah, hey, Puff, look, it's I'm Harlow too, and I hold up Harlow's head and puppet her mouth.
It's pretty impressive. It's pretty gross, but
I'm commander. Look at me, I'm commander of an army. Blah, 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 blah.
This is the guy who was afraid to look in the hole, and now he's puppeting the corpse.
Yeah, that is very upsetting.
Yeah, I realized I've seen lots of dead bodies in my life. I don't know what I was worried about.
You're worried that she was going to be alive?
I couldn't stand the sight.
Oh, God. She has a chance.
Ark, you should have been up there talking to him.
Yeah, I could have done it. I'll just sit behind the table with the head poking up and be like, go pack up your armies. Get out of here.
Weekend at Harlow's.
I was about to say that.
What?
Weekend at Harlow's?
Like Weekend at Bernie's?
Weekend at Harlow's.
It's perfect.
So they're packing up?
Oh, yeah. So they're leaving. They didn't call my bluff, so.
What do we do?
I don't know. Walk out?
What is Harlow supposed to be doing right now?
Whatever I want to do.
Fair enough. If we can get her like to her chambers or whatever they're sailing in, we can just like dump out her dead body and then leave. And then
look like an accident.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Assassination or anything.
Most domestic deaths are accidents.
She's pretty smushed up.
Yeah.
She will be. It was a bad accident.
There's some turbulence on the waves sailing back. Really blended her up. So you guys know that they have one flying ship and then they have ships in the harbor.
Okay.
But yeah, so you guys are in the tent now and you start hearing some commotion from outside and a couple soldiers come in and is like, we're prepared to break down your tent, Harlow. We can put it on the sleds with the other barracks and we'll be moving to the ship soon.
Do I just have my head in the hole?
I guess so. Yeah, you're just kind of ostriching it.
I come up and I'm like, great, get to it.
Okay, would you like to exit the tent first?
Give me a second.
Okay, we'll give you a minute. Please let us know when you are ready.
Thank you.
And they salute you. Yes, Mom.
Okay, well, I guess I stick my head back in the hole, and I'm like, they didn't care that I had my head in a hole. So,
or that you don't realize that you need to leave the tent before they can pack up the tent.
Yeah. Really loyal soldiers here.
Wrap me up in it. Throw it on the sleds.
Take okay, off. But yeah. I'll fold up the. So we're going to the ship then, right? That's the plan.
Which one? The flying ship or the sea ship?
Boaty ship.
or the
airy one or the watery
ship.
One?
The flappy ship or the floaty ship? I imagine you're gonna have to go on the flying ship with Madge and whoever else.
Okay.
I don't want to be on that flying ship. Do we?
I don't either.
Well, no. We'll figure it out.
Will we?
We always do. Most of the time. I mean, yeah, it seems like if we want them to actually leave, we need to, like... Because if Harlow's just gone, I don't think they're going to leave.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to get back to Orthgard. Harlow's going to be dead, and they're going to come right back here, right?
So what you're saying is that I have to be Harlow forever now?
Yeah. You're our mole. You got to just play. This is your life now.
Sorry, Buff.
Or I'll go with my puppet.
Yeah.
Just throw a sheet over the rest of my body and I'll be Harlow.
Yeah. We can just switch off. You know, I'll take Monday, Wednesday, Friday. You can take Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday.
Joint custody of her body.
Of Harlow's identity.
Yeah.
And then Sundays we both take off because, you know, we need a day off.
All right. This is the Brotherverse from now on.
We just became a weird sitcom.
Harlow, I told you yesterday. Oh. I'm so forgetful.
Oh, Harlow.
That can be the name of the show. Oh, Harlow.
Yeah. Oh, Harlow.
All right. Well, I fold up the hole and I put in my pocket.
Okay. You do that.
And then I walk out of the tent.
Okay. And the soldiers salute you as you exit and they start breaking down the tent. And you're seeing that everything around you is breaking down pretty quickly. There's soldiers who are all like at their individual tents breaking it down. And most of the tents are already on the ground and being wrapped up. And there's other, like, you see kind of near your area, there's a central artillery area where they seem to have barrels full of, like, gunpowder and some weapons and things like that. And they're loading them up on these big wheeled carts. And they're starting to put some of the tents on there as well.
Do I see an airship?
Not an airship, but you see one of the smaller kind of, like, crystal floating ships that you saw in Vanguard, near this area of artillery.
Wait, so is that the one that was only like a few people could fit?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh. Okay. Well, first I walk up to a random soldier and I'm like, nice job with that teardown.
Thank you, Mum.
Yeah. Carry on.
Will do, Mum.
Oh, this feels great.
Yeah, you see another soldier come up to you and he's like, the breakdown of camp is going well. He's like, we are currently loading up the carts and we'll be pulling these to the ship shortly.
Great.
He's like, Madge is back at her tent. She's packing up her things. And I think everything is going swimmingly, Mum.
Perfect, my boy. Carry on.
And he salutes and he walks back over and he's like, before he leaves, he's like, do you need anything? It's like, your ship is prepared.
Hot tea?
Yes, Mum, right away.
Oh.
And he bends down and he pulls some sticks out of his bag and a flint and steel and he starts lighting it in front of you.
Also, these shoes are looking a little dirty.
He's like, yes, Mom. And he strikes his flint a few more times and he lights the fire. And then he pulls a hanky out of his front pocket and he starts shining your shoes a little bit.
Yes. Okay, that's good. That's enough.
Okay, yes. And then he pulls out a standard issue tiny teapot out of his bag as well. And he just is sitting there holding it over the fire.
Oh, an S-I-T-T.
Yeah, Orthgard's Army standard issue tiny teapot. I love that so much. We need an advertisement made
for the standard issue tiny teapot.
Horse Guard Army.
Yeah.
Sit.
The sit.
That's awesome.
Sit and sip with your sit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get yours today at Salvation Orthgard.
Your only source of salvation.
Or else.
Hey, yeah. Soldier, how's that ad coming along that I ordered?
Great. We're working on branding currently.
Cool.
The logistics of mass producing them is becoming quite cumbersome.
Man, this soldier is like multifaceted. He does everything.
Yeah, he knows. He knows.
I'm a lieutenant, Mom.
Promote that guy.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to make you right, Tenet.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
That means I get an extra standard issue tiny teapot.
Yeah.
I've leveled up.
That one's not standard, though.
It's a non-standard issue tiny teapot.
Okay. Well, thank you for the tea and the shoe shine.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And
I hope English breakfast tea is okay for you.
Yeah, it's not my favorite, but I'll drink it.
Perfect.
It's known as common breakfast here.
Mm-hmm. Standard issue.
Just regular breakfast.
Common breakfast tea. Yeah, nice.
Instead of English breakfast. Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Oh, I get it. That's D&D mm-hmm. joke.
Wait, what? Oh.
Because the language is common.
That's funny. I didn't get it.
That was a hand grenade joke for sure.
Sorry, listeners.
That's awesome.
Ryan and I are still kind of new to this.
It's only been 2.5 years.
We'll always be new.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, away with you.
Yes. And he salutes you and walks away.
All right. I head to the crystal ship.
Okay. And yeah, you're very familiar with the ship. It is almost the exact same one as that you flew out of Vanguard.
Okay, I hop in and I look around. I look for Madge.
Madge is not in there.
Is she coming on the
She did say that she was going to fly with you originally.
Okay. Can I fly the ship over to her tent and set it down?
Yeah, I don't know. So Orc was the one who drove it before. You can roll a raw d20.
Orc, are you laughing because you don't understand why I want Madge?
Yes. But I'm in the hole, so do what you want, Puff.
I was gonna land the ship into her tent and be like, get in, loser.
We're going on an adventure.
We're going to Orthgard.
I still feel like if I just take off that Madge is gonna know something's wrong. But maybe not. Yeah. I was kind of thinking I'd just kidnap Madge. I like Madge. I want to drive over to Madge's tent and just, like, set it down so it, like, halfway crushes the tent.
All right. Roll a d20. It's like a vehicle check.
Uh-oh. That's a... What? Do I add something to that? Because I think it's...
Nope.
A 4.
Okay. So you try to lift off, but you, like, pull up and you, like... careen in the air and you move and you hit someone's tent and knocks it over, and then you go and you like skid across the sand into your tent and then you start skidding towards a cart that's holding a bunch of artillery and things of that nature.
Oh god, is there enough room in here to flop the hole?
No, there is not.
Oh god, pull up. I pull up on the stick.
All right, roll another d20.
10.
Okay, so you go and you hit the cart on your way out, and a couple barrels fall off, and one of them explodes as it hits the ground, and your ship is propelled out of the way because you're right at the side of this explosion, and you're flung past, and you see this big plume of smoke come up in the middle of this area, and you start to hear screaming, and there's tents on fire around you, and your ship is just thrust like 200 feet from this area because it was kind of half hovering, and you hit the ground pretty hard, and you take 18 points of damage.
Oh my God.
As you're bludgeoned against the side of this ship.
This could work in our favor.
Yeah. Okay. Are we away from everybody?
Yeah, you're like 200 feet from that center area, and you're kind of at the edge of camp now.
All right, so I'll open the top and sort of, like, slip out. And then can I want to keep so I'm, like, blocked from anybody for, like, behind the ship. And okay. Then I want to flop the hole out.
Roll a stealth check.
Oh my God, 12?
Okay. So you pop out of the top and you see a soldier run over to you. And he says, "Mom, are you okay?
Go get help, please, quickly.
Right away. Who should I get?
Go get Madge. I need Madge."
Right away. And you see him just start sprinting into camp.
Okay, now can I Madge. Flop out the hole?
Yeah, you can jump off the backside of this.
Okay. I want to flop the hole.
Okay.
And then I want to hop into the hole.
What's happening?
So, I'm not good at ships.
Okay.
So, I had a bad takeoff with this ship, and then something exploded, and now we're on the outskirts of the camp. And I'm wondering if we could just, like, put Harlow's body in the ship?
Yeah, this sounds like it could work in our favor if we work quickly.
Yeah, is anyone coming?
Well, Madge will be here at some point.
Okay. I wonder if we can throw her body in the ship and then
blow it up.
Blow up the ship.
That yes. Sounds great.
Perfect.
Okay. And then we gotta run, get out of here somehow.
Oh, wait, shit.
What?
Are they still going to leave? Because, like, she knew where the talismans were, but didn't tell anybody.
Can we... Well, if we're going to blow it up, that won't work. So we can, like, scrawl in blood somewhere on the ground. Like, her dying message.
Well, without their commander, I assume they'll leave. But, yeah, they'll probably come back.
We have to scrawl it in blood. Her last message to the world has to be where
Let's
they're supposed
do
to
it.
Go.
Yeah. The soldier saw me, like, crawl out looking generally fine. He comes back and it's just a mangled bloody body.
Well, if we blow up the ship but her body is, like, on the ground,
yeah.
Maybe that's enough.
Okay.
Like, she got flung from it or something.
Cool.
So yeah, here, take this, and I hold up the bloody corpse of Harlow to Puff, so he can pull it out of the hole.
It's dangerous to go alone. Take this.
You got a dead Harlow. And it's just Harlow holding dead Harlow.
Yeah.
Wow, what a poignant moment.
Yeah.
I was going to call that poignant too.
Beautiful and sad.
All right. Now, I guess maybe just on the ground here, we write it out?
Yeah, throw it on the ground.
Should I tell them to go to Spa Fjord?
Tell him to go to Zomtal and tell him Orc sent him. Kudos will get a kick out of that.
Yeah. Kudos will get a kick out of it.
That's not a bad idea.
Tell him to go to Gala. Is that the outpost?
Yeah.
And tell him to go to the bar where
Dale is.
Where Dale is working. Send him some business.
Yeah.
Oh no, I have to feed like an army.
A literal army. Yeah, I don't know. Fjorg's fine.
Fjorg is like, there's no one there.
Yeah, it's pretty far away.
Yeah, I mean, it is a city, but the spa is destroyed, yes.
Yeah, we don't know what the modern city's like, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, you went there 20 years to ago. The version 20 years in the past, right. Yeah.
All right, well, tell them to go there and look for pig dogs.
Yeah.
The answer lies with pig dogs.
Okay.
Yeah, we should just scroll, the answer lies with Charlotte. The answer lies with Charlotte.
Charlotte.
The secret lies with Charlotte.
The secret, that's what it is.
Oh, yes.
Poor Jimmy John. Actually, Jimmy John was kind of an asshole to you guys. He did betray you in a weird
way. Oh my god,
so.
It comes full circle. Like, something just come knocking on Jimmy John's door. Oh, hello.
Yeah, write that.
Okay.
Okay, so
I tip her over and find a nice bloody patch on her, dip my fingers in, and try to write out... The secret lies with Charlotte in the sand, I guess, or on a rock nearby in front of her.
Okay, there's a slightly large boulder next to you, and you're able to write that.
Okay. Is that all we're writing? Because I don't know if that really leads them away. Does it?
Well, they're just gonna have to go search now.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they might come back to the library.
They're like, why were you so cryptic?
Put dot 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 fjord.
I mean, so she
north.
Told
dot 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 north,
which is even more like the movie because they found Charlotte in the ice.
It's very true.
Yeah.
Or Charlotte.
But like, she told someone that we have to go north. You told someone already.
True. True.
We have to go north. So they have two clues. Yeah.
North and Charlotte. Okay.
I'll say the secret lies with Charlotte. Make sure to dip her own fingers in some of her blood and then sprawl her out in front of the rock to make it look like she just wrote it.
Point her north.
like a pointer dog. Yeah. Just like.
Make it just an obscure enough of a position where it looks like she's pointing at something.
It looks intentional.
Like me in our family photo. Yeah.
We have to go back there and dig one day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Underneath the floorboards.
Go back there, like this place that's 15 feet from me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
One day. Oh,
yeah. For some reason, I was thinking I was conflating that with the photo of Eric with his hip sticking out.
Oh, yes, my hips were pointing to some secrets.
The hips do not lie.
Yes.
I don't say the hips do not lie.
The secret lies with Shakira. The hips don't lie.
All right. So you guys lay out Harlow all pointy and scrawl this in blood on a rock. And now you're just standing there. And you can hear some footsteps now approaching you.
Is there like
from
a
the other
forest
side of the
nearby
ship.
Or anything?
There are some palm trees about like 100 yards to your north.
Puff, can you make a big explosion?
Yeah.
Like blow up the ship.
I can blow up the ship. Yeah.
Oh, can you do that?
Well, I mean, I have Firebolt. I feel like that'll.
Where are we going?
Well, we can run for the palm trees, or we can walk a little bit, and I can do Liaban's tiny hut and just make it desert colored, and then maybe we can just hide out in the dome.
All right, that sounds good.
Nice.
It's like it'll
pulling
be like
a, pulling a two towers.
Yeah. Exactly. But yeah, Firebolt away. If it doesn't blow up, I can Thunder Wave it or something. But actually, can I remember back? There was a time we shattered a crystal inside of something that was using it, and that thing exploded, I'm pretty sure.
This is true.
Is the crystal, I can't remember, guys, is the crystal like exposed or in the ship?
It's in the bottom, isn't it?
Yeah, there's some exposed crystals on the bottom.
I can cast Shatter and shatter the crystal.
Ah, perfect.
Okay.
There's a spell for everything.
Yeah. That's what you cast before, I believe, was Shatter, maybe.
I think it might have been. Okay, well, let's see if that does it. I'll cast Shatter on the crystal on the bottom of the ship in hopes that it will blow it up.
All right, how far away are you guys from it? Probably like 20 feet?
Yeah, I can cast this up to 60, so we can...
I'm
going to
start running.
Start moving.
Okay.
Yep. And then when I'm about 50 feet away, cast it.
Okay, so you guys are running, and you start to see the heads of some guards running around the side of the ship.
Blow it.
And I cast Shatter.
Okay. And you cast Shatter on the ship, and you see this bright electrical flash of blue from the bottom of the ship. And you hear this, like, strange wolf sound, and an explosion follows, where this orb of blue light expands from the ship, and you see it, like, pieces of metal fly off, and there's this big blue explosion. And you hear screams from the other side as some soldiers are propelled out into, like, the desert to the side. And you guys feel a bit of the blast as well, and it almost knocks you over, but you're able to keep running towards the palm trees.
Hit it, Yenri.
All right, and I'll cast, yeah, Tiny Hut.
All right, so you are now sitting in a tiny hut that is, what you said, we wanted to be like sand-colored or something?
Yeah, and like a little hill.
Okay, and you're able to do that, and you are out, looking out at the ship, which is like 100 feet in front of you, and you see some of the guards get up from the sand that were blown away, and some of them don't. And then you see Madge come up, and she goes down, and she is now kneeling beside Harlow, and she's like trying to like push her body and get her awake. And of course, Harlow is unresponsive, and you hear Madge starting to yell, and she's pointing like back in the direction of the camp, and some soldiers run out over in that direction. But you can't quite hear or make out what they're saying.
It looks like it might have worked.
Anybody for some tea?
Sure.
I still got my standard issue tiny teapot.
Yeah, and you guys are basically just looking like that ship is like blown up and smoking at this point. Like the interior of the encampment is pretty messed up. Like there is a large plume of black smoke rising from it, and it seems pretty disorganized on the inside from what you can see.
So can we keep running? You think? Also, how close is it to nighttime?
It's becoming evening now. I mean, it's probably like 5 o'clock now, so the sun's starting to dip down the sky, but it's still bright outside.
Okay.
And I guess I keep forgetting that M is with you guys during this as well, and she is just she's pretty, like, starstruck and, like, fangirling right now that she's been able to, like, hang out with you. And she's just saying, it's like, you guys, this might be the best day of my entire life.
Yeah, thanks for being an accessory to murder with us. It was a good time.
It is my pleasure to protect my city and my school.
School pride. Do we have to get you home or somewhere before the moon comes out tonight?
That would be ideal, yes. Okay. You would be in grave danger.
All right. Well, then we better get moving if we can.
Okay. These palm trees line the entire northern edge of Toth. We can keep running here and have some cover, and we'll probably be okay. And it should only take us like 30 minutes to get back to the city.
Okay.
All right.
That sounds perfect.
All right. So you guys start running through the woods, Robin Hood and Little John running through the foresting it. And then you eventually make it to the northern edge of the city of Toth. And you see a barricaded door, and you run up to it. And M goes and knocks on the door. She says, "It's me." It's like, "The passcode is Honey Bear." And they open the door for her, and you see, shit, was his name Kyle?
Who
was
yeah, that? It was Kyle.
Yeah, I open the door, and you see a few people there, and Kyle's there as well. He's like, M, you're back, and you guys too. But I heard this enormous explosion just a bit ago. What happened out there?
Harlow's dead. But I think we've caused enough confusion to disperse the army.
And you hear like cheers from all the people that are standing there. He's like, "Man, I knew that you guys would do it. If anyone was going to do it, it was going to be Puff, Yenri, and Orc."
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah. Orc, Yenri. Orc, Yenri, and Puff.
Yeah, that too. like, please, please come in. But you, I'll debrief the others about what's happened here. And you guys come to the city, and you make your way back to like the center, and there's a lot of like militia there, and it looks like a bunch of college kids and some like army members, and there's some older members of the community too that have kind of like come out of hiding a bit. And Kyle's giving them a little bit of a rundown, and there's some other people who had witnessed from the walls of the city what happened, and they start to celebrate a bit. And he's like, this seems to be perfect. It's like they're dispersed. It's like, I bet if our army makes one last push into the camp tonight, that we can get rid of them for good. They'll have to retreat to their ships. He's like, we're gonna be just fine here. And you hear a couple of hip hip hoorays going on there. And then Kyle says, he's like, if I remember correctly, you wanted to go see the people at the library. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, with the danger averted, we can probably convince the monks to let down the shield.
Tell them that Percy sent us, and we need to see Naboo.
Yep, Naboo. Yep. And so Kyle takes you guys and them, and you walk towards the library, and you're feeling that like pressure again of the sort of like force field that is erected around the library. And Kyle goes up, and he puts out his hands, and he's like, I'm going to cast message to the inside and see if I can get them to open up the gates. And so you see him close his eyes and raise his hands. And after a few moments, you feel the pressure alleviate, and you see a slight glimmer flash across your vision, and the pressure is completely gone. And you see the door of the library creak open slightly, and an old female monk walks out, and there's two other scribes that are either side, and they walk out, and the woman approaches you, and she says, I'm very pleased to meet you. I am very, very thankful that you've come to our city and alleviated us of this grave danger that has been dwelling outside of our walls for so long. We thought that maybe the great knowledges of our interior were at danger. We've protected it for so long, and this is the largest battle we have fought yet to protect our knowledge here. Please, I would love to show you inside. So, as you're approaching the library, M, like, grabs Orc's shoulder and turns around and is like, I'm afraid that I can't come with you guys. I gotta go into hiding before the moon comes out, you know, the whole werebear thing. Mm-hmm. But I just wanted to say, it was probably the most exciting day of my life, fighting alongside of you. Not so much fighting, but just watching you guys kill people. I hope you liked my lamb soup I gave you. And please, if you ever need anything, there's ever a full moon out and you need some muscle, you know where to find me.
Absolutely,
I sincerely hope we meet again.
Like, you take care, my little sugar bears.
Aww.
And four, honey bear.
And she gives you all a big hug.
A bear hug?
She gives you a bear hug. She literally can't do anything else. And then she bounds away back to her home.